Usually, dictionaries are used to settle disputes about the meaning of a word, but now the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary is in the news for causing a dispute. The NAACP and other groups have objected to the dictionary's definition of the word nigger. The definition reads, "a black person usually taken to be offensive." The groups objecting say that this definition doesn't make it clear enough that the word is a slur. Recently, the editors of the dictionary agreed to reconsider the entry in future editions. Was this a case of excessive PC zeal, or did the critics have a point? Our linguist Jeff Nunberg has these thoughts.
I have to say I feel a certain sympathy for the editors at Merriam-Webster's. After all, the dictionary did say that the word nigger was usually taken as offensive. And there was a usage note after the entry that described the word as perhaps the most offensive and inflammatory racial slur in English. That note, by the way, was almost wholly ignored by the critics of the definition. With a condemnation that strong, I can see how lexicographers might have been puzzled by the vehemence of the reaction. But then, not all readers are that sophisticated about dictionaries. And in fact, when you look at the coverage of the story, it's clear that even journalists and editorial writers tend to have only the haziest idea of how dictionary entries are structured. Maybe the schools bear some of the blame for this, but the fact is that dictionaries aren't the most user-friendly of books. So it's understandable that somebody who just looked the word up and saw it defined as a black person without going on to read the label or usage note might construe it as sanctioning the use of the term. It may be unfair to charge the editors with racial insensitivity, but they are guilty of bad interface design. In future editions, they'd do well to change the definition to one that puts the disapproval up front, the way a lot of other dictionaries do, something like used as a disparaging term for black people. But even if the Merriam-Webster editors weren't culpable of racism in this case, the fact is that dictionaries haven't always been blameless in the way they deal with words like these. It's a point that has a particular interest for me, not just because I've served as usage editor of the American Heritage Dictionary, but because I've been involved in an ongoing case involving just this sort of question. A couple of years ago, I agreed to serve as an expert witness on behalf of a group of Native Americans who brought a petition in the Trademark Commission to cancel the trademark of the Washington Redskins on the grounds that the law prohibits the registration of disparaging terms. You can call a product whatever you like, but if the name is offensive, the government won't give you a special license to use the word exclusively. The whole issue turned on the status of the word Redskin in 1967, when the trademark was first registered. There was no shortage of evidence that the word was used disparagingly then, and in fact well back into the 19th century. But as it happens, no dictionary actually labeled the word as disparaging until the 1970s. Not surprisingly, the lawyers representing the Washington Redskins used this point to argue that the term wasn't disparaging in the 1960s. And they went on to suggest that the only reason that dictionaries later took to labeling the word was in response to political pressures. It's true that protests about dictionary definitions have a long history, but actually the dictionaries have usually had it coming. Back in the 1920s, for example, the Jewish community in England started a campaign to get the Oxford English Dictionary to attach a label to the definition of Jew as a verb, as in "they Jewed us down." The director of the dictionary refused to comply, saying that it's no part of the duty of a lexicographer to pass judgment on the justice or propriety of current usage. It wasn't until a while later that the dictionary abandoned that high-handed position and attached a label indicating that the use of Jew as a verb was derogatory. American dictionaries have been guilty of similar insensitivities. In Merriam-Webster's monumental third edition, which was published in 1961, the words wetback and white trash appeared without any qualification or labeling. And the words faggot, queer, and fairy were labeled only as slang, with no hint that anybody might consider them offensive. And I should hasten to add that that's exactly how these words were treated in early editions of my own American Heritage Dictionary. We didn't get around to labeling words like faggot as disparaging until the early 90s. Of course, the words have been derogatory all along. It just didn't occur to the editors that there might be something wrong in using a disparaging term to refer to homosexuals or Mexican immigrants or Native Americans until somebody brought the matter to their attention. In this, of course, lexicographers are no worse than most of the rest of us. But they're no better, either. They try their best, but there's no harm in giving them a little nudge from time to time. You can say this is all a matter of political correctness, but then correctness is supposed to be what dictionaries are all about.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.